This is a meditation exercise for practicing mindful observation, acceptance, and self-compassion while a troubling situation or problem is in your mind. It's from Chapter 13 in the Practicing Happiness book and takes about 10 minutes. Before we begin, let's consider some important points. First, this exercise can be challenging. Most of us don't like to be aware of problems or difficulties. We'd rather think of something else. But you probably know that trying to put things out of mind sometimes makes matters worse. This exercise is an opportunity to practice a different way of relating to difficulties. Second, you don't have to bring to mind your most serious or overwhelming problem. You might call to mind a minor disagreement you had with someone, a small disappointment, or something that annoyed you. Third, remember that everyone has difficult thoughts, feelings, and situations. You're not alone in this. See if you can adopt an attitude of warmth and kindness about it, as you would for a loved one with the same problem. And finally, if you have something weighing on your mind that's overwhelmingly painful and difficult, this exercise may be too intense to practice by yourself. If so, consider finding a therapist or a mindfulness teacher to help you. Now to begin, settle into your sitting posture, a position that feels comfortable and relaxed, and also awake and aware, with your feet flat on the floor, your back relatively straight, hands resting in your lap. Gently close your eyes or gaze downward at the floor in front of you. Focus your attention on your breath. Observe the sensations and movements as the breath goes in and out of your body. As best you can, follow the breath all the way in and all the way out, allowing the breath to go at its own pace and rhythm without trying to change it. Now expand your awareness to include your body as a whole. Observe the sensations of sitting in the chair, the contact between your feet and the floor. Notice the sensations in your hands. When you're ready, intentionally bring to mind something that's been troubling you, something difficult that's been going on in your life. If you can't think of anything current, choose something from the past that was stressful or unpleasant. For example, maybe one of your children is having problems at school. Perhaps your boss is making unreasonable demands. Maybe you're worried about someone's health. Perhaps you're having trouble deciding what to do about something or regretting the way you handled something. Take a few moments to settle on one troubling situation or circumstance and bring it to mind. Now gently scan your body and notice what's happening while this difficulty is in your mind. Has your heart rate changed? Do you feel tension or tightness anywhere? Does anything feel warm or cold, heavy or light, tingly or numb? Observe your body sensations closely. As best you can, remember the attitude of friendly curiosity, even if the sensations are unpleasant. Continue to notice what sensations you feel, where in the body you feel them, and whether they're changing from one moment to the next. It may be helpful to apply short labels, such as tension, tightness, heat, cold, or heaviness, to the sensations you observe. As best you can, use a gentle, accepting tone as you label. Now expand your awareness to include both the sensations in your body and your breath. If you like, imagine your breath going into the part of the body where you feel the sensations and coming back out from that part of the body. Observe your thoughts. Are they racing around looking for solutions? If so, gently thank them for their efforts and return your attention to observing the sensations in your body. Remembering to breathe. If judgmental, self-blaming, or critical thoughts come up, such as it's bad or wrong or stupid to feel this way, I'm such an idiot, I've made a mess of things, or I'm not doing this right, observe and label those thoughts. Say to yourself, ah, judgments, or critical thoughts, and return your attention to the sensations in your body. Remembering to breathe. Your body may try to resist or get rid of the unpleasant sensations. Signs of resistance include clenching your fists or your teeth, scowling, tensing your abdomen, or bracing your arms or legs against the floor or chair. If you observe these signs of resistance, see if you can gently and kindly let go of the tension and open up to the sensations, accepting them just as they are. Practice willingness to feel the sensations. This doesn't mean you have to like the sensations. It's okay not to like them. Remember the guest house metaphor. Think of the unpleasant sensations as difficult guests who have come to visit. As best you can, be polite to them and make room for them. Or if you prefer, remember the bus metaphor. Think of sensations as difficult passengers. Imagine that you've invited some of the unpleasant ones to sit at the front of your bus. Remember that the goal is not to change your guests or your passengers, but to practice relating to them mindfully even when they're unpleasant. See if you can maintain an attitude of friendly curiosity. Without trying to force yourself to feel a particular way, consider being kind. Try saying to yourself, painful feelings are here. Problems and difficulties are part of life. May I be kind to myself as best I can. Remember that practicing mindfulness is a way of taking care of yourself. It's not about tormenting yourself or forcing yourself to do things. Caring for yourself sometimes requires a warm and compassionate persistence with things that are difficult. And now, letting go of the troubling situation or problem, and focusing just on your breath for another half a minute or so. Then the bell will ring, and that will be the end of the exercise.